It's Channel Run Over, and beginning the visit with Maxie and Ms. Mixon this Friday afternoon, the 28th of May, 1971. Channel Run Over. And beginning of the visit with Maxie and Ms. Mixon this 28th of May, 1971. Channel Run Over. And beginning of the visit with Maxie and Ms. Mixon this Friday afternoon, 28th of May, 1971. Channel Run Over. And beginning of the visit with Maxie and Ms. Mixon this Friday afternoon, 28th of May,
those.
So I come back over here and I said, well, I can take care of this with my little spray. So I went out there, let me see, Sunday. I didn't get to it till Monday.
Just give me about half of that and then
I got to
half.
It on Monday.
Oh, I don't even want half of it, just a little bit.
And I put my usual amount, which is one cup to a drum of water.
Listen, I don't want anything to drink. I had some just before I left the house.
Oh, I'll take a little for you. I haven't had any.
Well, I brought you a straw.
I don't care for any. I had some just before I left the house. And then, well, it was right at 3 o'clock. About 3 o'clock.
Okay.
I won't care for any more.
All right.
So?
Well, I see them all over the whole country.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've seen so many.
Yes.
Oh, they're everywhere. They're all over the country.
And I built a dog kennel and they decided it wasn't no use, and so I give it up quick.
I think he just decided
and,
that it was too big a job for him.
Rough ground back in that hammock. I showed you where I poured some.
Yeah.
Right on back on that end there, about 12, 15 acres. The dog fennel down a lot of them that high. See?
Yeah, and when it's that high, it's got a root.
It sure has. The root's there.
They were there last year when I mowed it down.
Yeah, before maybe.
And the root's just
so I got there. Back in there and got looking, and I got thousands of them back there just like that. See?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, little ones coming on.
Just everywhere. Just thousands of them. See?
We've had a colored man digging, but
now,
he
that may sound too big, and it does sound big when I say thousands, but there's just 1,000 too many in here.
Yeah.
So I just give it up and quit. And I don't know what I'm going to do. Don't have any idea.
Well, let me tell you.
So here is what I may do. I may get somebody near this fall to tear it up with a big trash and plant it notes.
Yeah.
Or I might just get somebody, what was the man's name you talked to?
Freedom. Well, I can't remember. I have it written
down.
Yes, I believe so.
It's on the back, it's sprayed for $3 an acre.
I think that would be the most sensible thing to do, because you can't hire labor anymore. That needs to be eating us up alive.
I can't spray that shit.
Spray them for $3 an acre?
No, I can't do it in my life.
That's what he told me. I called him on the telephone. And he said they sprayed them for $3 an acre.
Little bit I sprayed there.
You got the grass too.
I know it. I worked from 9 to 12. This is hard as I can go spraying that little patch I showed you.
And we've had a nigger man 5 or 6 days since then, just continuously
digging.
I said it was a half acre, something like a half acre. Might have been a little more, but I doubt it. That was 3 hours, and I didn't lose a minute on the what time I was filling my sprayer up.
Well, now what did you use? That little gallon sprayer?
No, it's a 4 gallon sprayer.
Yeah.
And
spray cows with it.
I don't forgot now how many times. 3 or 4 times I filled it up. And then last Friday morning, I had a little spray left over and I wanted to get it out of my sprayer.
Yeah.
But my sprayer was about full. So I carried it down there and I sprayed some more. And come up with that high. As you know, they're dying. I don't know where the roots are going down or not. But they're dying. I noticed this morning that back there.
Yeah.
They're done turning over, see?
Yeah. But then you got the grass too.
Well,
and
maybe the grass will come
the
out.
The grass is coming back. Where I sprayed for it?
Yeah.
The grass is coming back. A little. You can tell it's beginning to green up.
Yeah.
So, I took my shovel and dug down there some of them big bunches, and the roots are dying.
Oh.
I don't know whether they'll die completely or not, but they are dying.
Yeah.
Well, so, I just bumped the stump and quit.
You done what?
Just quit.
I bumped the stump.
Now, what was that you asked me that day when we went?
Pretty big stump.
Went around there, you said, was I a land grabber or a revenueer?
She was a revenue.
Yeah.
In town, a revenue man, a land praiser.
Yeah.
And you didn't answer.
Let me tell you, I've been trying to tell Faye, we had a trip.
I didn't want him to get down there around the liquor store with him.
No,
of
course not. Of course not.
Yeah. We didn't get close to nothing, I must say.
You could have smelled it anyhow,
yeah.
Couldn't you?
I would take Faye back there.
Huh?
I wanted Faye to go back there. The only thing
bring
is,
her next time.
I couldn't explain it to her.
Well,
you'll have to bring
I
her.
Don't feel a woman, but hardly venture that far back in them briars and bushes where my still is. But the same that was held by a rambling fella like you might walk right home.
Jimmy says it's a beautiful place back there to build, one place out there in that big Bahia patch.
Oh, it's too pretty to build back there.
Huh?
Yeah, that ought to be for the cows.
What?
The pasture back there. I think it's pretty back there.
That's for the cows and the bobcats.
Then the nigga went back there. Let me see.
Jimmy went hunting back there last Saturday
I don't remember.
But he didn't ever get up anything.
My sister was up there. My sister from Washula come up as Britishes. So I have 2 sisters live right around the bend there from them.
Ms.
So
Bell.
Ms. Bell and Ms. Marsh.
Ms. Morris.
So I decided it would be nice, you know, to have them over. And there used to be 12 of us to it, but there's only 4 now.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, it would be nice to have, for all 4 of us to be together one more time.
I wished I'd been there.
So, my wife, she thought so we invited them over. So I knocked off at about 11 o'clock, I reckon, come in. And then went back and got the nigger. And then we had to wait on them.
Yeah, I have to wait on him.
If you get any work at all, then you don't get much.
Yeah.
And I get so mad, I get so full of cuss every time I fooled one up.
You couldn't take it very long at a time.
No, I couldn't, I know.
Well, what I'm trying to say, I went back at 1 o'clock, carried a nigger back away. When I started down that hill to go in that gate, he said, "You want to go to the big wildcat?"
Yeah.
I just glimpsed it, just as it crawled under there.
Yeah, they move fast.
Mm, they sure do.
And so I come on back home, I tried. Started the nigger, I told him to start, and I called him back home. My son got some big old hounds. And he already, I don't know how many times he told me, now, if he ever see a wildcat, let me know. He's had them on through the way, so he wanted me to call.
You said you wanted some Pepsi-Cola. I believe he said he wanted some.
So come on back and told my wife, and she called him. Of course, he couldn't. He was at the store.
Floyd,
he couldn't get away.
Floyd was out that day, and him and Floyd, you know, tries to, one of the other them tries to be at the store, so Floyd was on vacation.
But
there's
plenty of them back there. They're bound to be. So them things read, and nobody running them.
It's me, Faye. I'm just your plain little old husband over here. Who is Floyd?
Yeah, I don't
think. Huh?
Who is Floyd?
It's the man that works in the store with Jimmy.
Floyd
Henderson. He and Jimmy, if Jimmy's out, why, Floyd stands by. And then when Floyd's out, why, Jimmy stands by. In other words, one or the other of them tries to be in the store all the time.
What store?
Belk Lindsay in Gainesville.
Oh, yes.
Jimmy.
Yes. One of them has to be there.
Jimmy has the responsibility of being the manager of the store, but
yes.
He's...
But Jim come
Floyd
out
helps
there
him.
The other side of the morning.
So Jimmy came back in a day or two and thought maybe the hounds could get up, whatever it was, but they didn't.
I believe it was on Saturday. I don't know. Come out there one morning.
It was Saturday morning.
But that was struck a thing. It didn't go very far. But it never struck a thing.
Let me tell you, Faye.
Yeah?
We dipped down in that little old lane of a thing, and it was wet down there. And my old tires is always the treads wore off, and I didn't know whether we were going to make it or not.
Oh, my goodness.
But you see, he used to it.
Yeah.
And he got good tires. It makes a big difference.
It sure does.
Yeah. We didn't have trouble at all.
Oh, no. I drive down there all the time.
Well, I have trouble.
Yeah, we've had plenty of trouble. I've got stuck back there plenty of times.
I drove over there.
I had to scratch the truck out
that
two or three times.
Several times.
Yeah.
Had to walk back home to get the tractor to pull the truck out.
Yeah, we did that last
time. That field there where you had worked on the dog fennel, that's where the big rocks were.
Yeah.
How many of them rocks do you want?
Well, I was trying to tell Faye about that.
He says it's just beautiful, Mr.
What, them rocks?
No, that whole area.
Well, it is pretty. My sister was supposed to come back. They live in Jacksonville. They were supposed to come one day last week and get some rocks to put in her yard.
I'm borrowing to buy that piece of land back there.
Fertilize her flowers.
And went and cleared a bunch of it and planted it in the vegetables. It froze out and then it drowned it out. I planted, then the next time around, I planted it in, let me see, I planted lettuce. Market no good, and I followed with the beans, and market no good, and I went broke.
Yeah.
Couldn't pay for the land, I couldn't do nothing.
Yeah.
So I had to walk out and give it up. I scratched my head, I said, well, one of these days I'll come back.
Yeah.
The Lord willing, I'll come back.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, it turned around, and I had a chance to buy it back. I paid $30 an acre for it. Then finished clearing it. Not all of it. I cleared some more. But I went there and I planted it down into a raiding hog's end. And dent corn. Yellow dent corn and full beans.
Oh, that yellow dent corn is the most delicious corn I've ever
seen. Man, I planted it on beds about that high.
Yeah? Oh, really?
I started using the tractor then. Every time I tried to plow in there, then put rocks to tear up my flowers. But okay. Man, you never seen corn and beans to grow any faster in your life.
We had beautiful corn and beans. Most pole beans I ever saw.
The beans I got ready to pick them old pole beans, you know, like that one.
Yeah.
And I hit the jackpot on them pole beans.
Yeah.
I made a big crop and had a good market.
Yeah.
Of course, that bushes died back. And I had dent corn there, that old yellow dent corn, if you know anything about it.
No.
Oh, it makes a big ass. I had hogs ready for it.
Oh, yeah.
Put my hogs in there. Then I went to work and I finished playing all of it. Put the grass quick. I never find anything else there.
So you went broke on that first crop.
First two crops. I lost everything I put in it and lost what I put in the land.
Yeah.
And then I come back and bought it back.
Yeah. And had a good bean crop and paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So did.
Yeah.
Didn't know I love it. I don't recollect now just how much, but.
Eric said you had made a right smart on vegetables first and last.
Well.
Cucumbers. Beans. And
we never planted many cucumbers. We've had squash and beans.
Squash.
There was
once
or twice I made a little bit of cucumbers, but I always lost a certain nose.
We never planted them many times, with just a very few times. We had beans and squash and
pole beans. I believe we always made a little money on pole beans, didn't we?
Yeah,
I think we did.
I know there was one time two springs.
I wish we could plant some more.
Oh, I sold a bunch of them things in Ocala and Gainesville.
Mm-hmm.
Just back and forth.
Yeah.
I got lined up with the stores.
The produce markets, too, and the stores.
Well, I would sell about a pickup load in Ocala and then about a pickup load in Gainesville, see?
Yeah.
I believe about twice a week, wasn't it?
I
think it's been so long, I done forgot.
Well, I have to, but we did real good.
Well, never tell you, Mr.
But it grew, some of them be about that long.
They were beautiful beans,
yeah.
Sure
are. I want, you had the bulldozer back there clearing up a little of that?
Yeah.
Where it's rocky?
Mm-hmm.
And then rock?
Yeah. And you told the man to push up one or two of them?
I didn't say that and tell him to stop.
Yeah.
Guy was trying to tell me something about that, Mr. Mixon. What'd you tell him?
What?
And you got so many of them, he didn't have a place to put them?
That's right. And I told him to dig a hole. The bear.
He sure didn't bay the deep enough hole, because it sure is long.
Couldn't dig a hole for the rock.
I was thinking he didn't have a deep enough hole, because it sure got a heap of them standing up.
I know that gives me our
hurt.
Now,
let me
tell you, we went over there in the next pasture, and that's where your cows was, and you had that old Bremer cow with the big horns that hauled all them pretty calves there.
Now, we got some pretty cows over there.
Now, she's been worth something to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure, that cow's paid off.
Yeah.
And she's got a good calf now.
Yeah.
She got,
she's getting old.
I believe I showed you. Didn't I show you two brown cows I said was her heifer?
Yes. Yes.
We got some pretty calves.
Oh, yeah. I'm on the deal now to sold out. Sell my car and leave my place.
Well, you could do that any time you wanted to.
And if I do, I'd let the other man worry about the dough family.
Yeah.
Well, what about, Mr. Mason, what about that, I told Faye about that black bull.
What?
The black bull over at the other place.
And I don't think she appreciates what sort of bull that is.
Oh, he's just an old
I've
black bull.
Well, he's not either, according to Guy.
Why?
Well, you've got a bull out here just as good.
Nothing like that. Why, that bull is just low swung. He's right down on the ground.
Oh, yes. I believe it's a little lower down to the ground than the old bull.
He just as thick as he can be.
He's a
just
beautiful animal.
Thick.
He really is.
And
but
see,
you've got pretty ones, too. Your cows and
the bull, too. Now, that bull I got at the house is a younger bull, and he's a little higher up off of the ground. But he's just, well, he's a little over 3 years old, and this over there place is a little over 5 years old. And this young bull is going to make the biggest bull if I don't starve to death.
Oh, really? You think so?
Yeah, I do.
Going to make a bigger bull than that one over here?
Yes, I sure do. And he's from a real good line of cows.
Well, now this one over there, you bought that bull a yearling calf.
I bought both of them a yearling calf.
Yeah, we did.
And you raised him.
That's right. We sure did.
Well, how'd you do it, Mr. Mason? What'd you feed him?
What'd I feed him?
Just like we did the other cows.
Yeah.
Just like you do the other cows. Snap corn and sprayed with molasses, and then last winter we used the other mixture of feed. Shell corn and cottonseed meal and citrus pulp and molasses.
Yeah.
I just don't know what proportions, but...
And you just keep that in front of you?
No, we just feed them so much a day. About
just feed them every day when I wasn't grazing them.
And then
in the winter time when
we don't feed
it wasn't nothing from the I'd feed them every day.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd go down and I'd put out 2 or 3 bags of feed to this bunch of cows. Just pour it out in the box and let them all loose.
Yeah.
And the bull would eat right along with the rest of them.
Yeah.
And when I had oats to graze them, well, Dad didn't feed them. I just let them eat oats.
Yeah, sure. Oh, yes, as long as you've got oats to graze them, that's better than anything, isn't it?
And, of course, didn't have no grazing for them, I'd feed them. Sometimes I'd feed them hay. They just throw out a bunch of hay there and let them eat that. Or maybe I'd use cubes. That's kind of thing to buy, see?
See, that middle field there.
And it all right here right now. You know how it all runs into money.
Yes, sure does. We get more money into it.
I have got to the place
that takes
where...
a lot of profit, but then you can't afford
well, not made it this winter.
Close.
I don't know what next winter will bring forth, or how will that be the next winter or not.
Let me tell you...
I'm not getting no younger.
Well, you got around over there pretty well.
Huh?
Now that field over there, that old field you said that was cleared way back. Your granddaddy.
That's right. Well, it's been cultivated 100 years.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'd say 100 years. Well, granddaddy settled over there in 1850.
Yeah.
And that was some of the first land declared, some of daddy said.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what year that was. I don't know whether it was 1860 or 1870 or what.
Yeah.
I'd say I feel like I'm safe there and it's been a cultivation 100 years.
Yeah. Now, that's right there by the house where your sisters live.
Mm-hmm.
Right by the grade.
Yeah. Now we went out of that onto the grade and faced right there in the land that your brother owned.
I think we went on back across the field to the where it had oats planted and come out on the grade over there, didn't we?
Yeah, I guess we did. Yes. And that was right there in the land where your brother owned.
Mm-hmm.
That was your brother's land.
Right where we come out of it.
Yeah. And when he had to let it go, you was in the hospital.
When his wife and son sold it, he was done passed away.
Yeah. Or was he? And you was in the hospital.
And every time I go down there, I almost cry because I didn't buy it.
Oh,
it is a pretty piece of land.
Guy said it was beautiful.
But not knowing how everything was going to work out or how it was going to come out.
Yeah.
And I reckon our boy is just as good as the average, or maybe naturally we think a little above the average. And but we don't depend on him for anything. Never have.
No.
Well,
but
I tell you,
because he's
got his own family to take care of.
Yeah.
And as far as I know, they're making progress. Good progress.
What age is he?
Huh?
Jimmy will be 42
in 29th
of August.
He's been there with Mr. Lindell since he started 20 years ago.
Almost 20 years, yeah. He can retire if he wants to, but I doubt if he will.
And
because he's they depend on him so much, you know, he just feels like he's
when he started in the store, he never done anything like that. He just went and started for it.
Well,
when
he
got out
of
news, Linda met him down at McIntyre.
Mm-hmm.
Oh? Lost the job.
Is that right?
And he has just done
so that's all he's ever done.
That's about all he's ever done. And he has just made a...
Well,
he went to
ready school, graduated, and then he went to the university for 2 or 3 years. And
he's in his fourth.
Then
he
had to go in service.
Went in service, but then he finished his education. He got his degree.
But he really sucked at that job. He started at the bottom and he's coming on up. So
yeah, they have sent him off for more education since he's been with Belk Glendale. They have given him more education.
Oh, yeah.
They have. He has gone way on up since he's been in the business.
Well, let me tell you, Mr. Mixon, I want you to see now what I've done to these dog fennel back there. Now, that first spraying I did, it didn't do much to them. They nodded, but they looked too healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So now, second day after that, now that had been about Wednesday, as I remember, I doubled my recipe, and I put about a little over 2 cupfuls.
How much was?
A drum.
I put a gallon of that 2-4-D,
mm-hmm.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
To a drum of water.
Yes.
About, what is it? Those drums hold about 55 gallons?
Yeah. Well, now, this is enough for a drum, for that stuff.
But the man told me 3 pints. Should be enough, about 40 or 50 gallons of water.
Yes.
Well, I didn't have no way to measure it, so I just put the whole can full in.
Yes. Now, who told you that?
The county agent, Mr. Rowan.
Rowan and Tommy Mack.
Yes.
And what did the man tell you that, or who talked to after the game fell?
Well, I can't remember what proportions he said to mix it.
Tommy Mack, does he keeps up with those things, all of those things?
Well, he works for the Seminole stores.
He works for the Seminole store.
Yeah.
And Tommy was with the North Cattle Company a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bought a young Brahma bull from North Cattle Company. A yelling. I've always bought my bulls when they were yelling, so I'd raise them up.
Yeah.
And Tommy was working there in the barn then.
Yeah.
But Tommy stayed there, he come on up, see?
Yeah.
Well, when I discussed it with Tommy about spring or hiding and dog fennel. Now he says, this spray, he says, ain't gonna kill the cows. So he says, when I was in North Cattle Company, I said, we used that spray right out there on the range where we had the cows grazing. He said, they didn't come. And for a simple reason, he says, they won't graze where they smell that stuff.
Yeah, I wouldn't
either. Then he says, on the other hand, he says, if they was to get away then to it and would drink it, he said, without a doubt, they'd kill them.
Yeah.
And he says, when you get through spraying, he says, just go and use the same spray to spray the cows, and they're going to hurt them, because we signed that.
Oh, really?
They said I would advise you to rinse it out, but they don't hurt them. So that was.
Where did you see him? Out your house?
No, at
the Seminole store
in Ocala.
Well, he's out in the country. I didn't know he stayed in the store.
Yeah,
oh, he comes around once in a while whenever I give him a call. He come out there and got something out. Troy McTiff and last year, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And every once in a while, they come by himself.
Comes up with different things that we need him for, something, you know, that we have to have.
I bought my seed and fertilizer from the Seminole store.
Yeah. And they deliver it.
And when we run up against a problem, they always send Tommy Mack out there.
Well, he's better than the county agent, Mr.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say that. I don't know.
I think he is.
Well, put it this way, he'll come quicker than the county agent. Because the county agent.
Mr. Rowan has always been very nice to me, and Tommy has too. I wouldn't say which one is the best.
Well, let me tell you, Mr.
Both of them make mistakes, I can tell you that.
Tommy?
Both of them will make mistakes, I can tell you that.
Well, there's not anybody that don't make mistakes.
What Tommy do, Mr.?
What did Tommy make a mistake about?
Is it? Any person, any human that ever went through life without making a mistake, I'll answer like that.
Mr. Max, let me tell you, this
spray. I make mistakes every day. I can't see them until last time I make them.
Well, what do you mean, mistake? Just knocking the stack off your tractor?
Yeah.
Well, that's
backing into something and breaking the exhaust off of it.
Yeah. Well, that's not a mistake. You just.
That's an accident.
Yeah. You don't make mistakes.
In other words, there ain't none of us perfect. We may think so, but we're not.
Well, let me tell you, I was going to make a proposition to you.
A proposition?
Yeah.
Do you want to buy that property out there?
No, I want you to keep it. Let me tell you, I feel sort of obligated to you.
For what?
For seeing those pretty pastures.
Oh, my Lord of mercy, you got put fast.
Yours are just as pretty.
Oh, no, they're not.
Is that yours?
Yes.
What's the
matter
with that?
That's an old scrub pasture.
That grass up on the way we found it, right down there. I saw some pretty horses out there.
They're
pretty
perfectly
green
beautiful.
Grass.
They
didn't like your
patches back there.
I didn't look that
far. Desirable location, though.
I couldn't look either direction at one time. Do you want both sides of the road?
I'm getting too close to the
civilization.
We're
too close to 441.
Yes,
I know what you mean.
Yeah. Let me tell you, if you're gonna let your place go, I'll swap with you.
No, I don't want to.
We don't want any more if we sell that one. We don't need to buy any.
So I can get back there in the woods. Is what I'm talking about. Let me tell you, Mister.
No, I guarantee you that.
I've got this. I'll show you this spray thing I've got out there. Now you can put that on your tractor. on this little trailer with a drum of water on it. And the drum of water will last you, oh, it takes me about an hour to put out a drum. I pull right up there in the middle of the dog fennel, and I sit there and just spray it. And you don't keep spraying it, you just wet them. And then you move on a little piece, take it out of gear, you know. You don't keep spraying when you're moving.
No.
And move on up and spray a little more, and you can sit there and think about your sins.
Well, the way mine looks now, back there, in them rock bars, where them little fennels are coming up, see?
Yes.
I didn't realize it was that many.
Yes.
And of course, that fertilizer I put on there, that's helping the dog fennels.
Yeah, it helped the dog fennels as much as it did the briar.
Yeah.
We got so many.
And the places down them little dog fennels are not about
like
that.
Think of your fingers.
That's Life there.
Yeah.
That's
everywhere.
Yeah.
That's a good time to get them.
Yeah.
Well,
it's all that
tender
or something.
Now, that's got to be sprayed broadcast.
Sure.
Or dug up broadcast.
What's that? Or dug up broadcast.
Huh?
Yes, I understand.
That's the only way in the world of getting them out of the way.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, I was going to spray again when you came. But, my little Ford tractor, I got it broke down out there. It was using too much oil and lost the compression. And my spray won't fit onto that big tractor, that little PTO. It takes me half a day to get the thing rigged up. So I'll just show you how it works.
Well, I believe I told you about spraying some water hydrant. Isn't that the water hole?
Yeah.
Well, there was one little spot right in the middle, a little bigger than that kitchen, huh? About as big as two rooms, I'd say.
Yeah.
It turned a little brown, but then it stayed too green. There wasn't dying soot.
Yeah.
So I went back in there and resprayed them. And I believe we got them.
Yeah.
I believe we got them.
I was
right down there yesterday, and I bet they're dead. They look brown all over.
Yeah. You just poured straight 2,4-D on them.
No, we mixed them.
I used the same formula on spraying dog fennel that I did on the hide.
I want her to go, too.
Now,
we just run down there right back.
I got to get back on the road to the zone.
All right.
I want you to see.
I don't reckon it works on my track.
No.
Now, I want you to see what it does down there.
Oh, stop. Now, stop, but I don't
believe it. Keep going. This is the end of the visit, Channel 1 over, around 700. And the end of the visit with Maxie and Ms. Mixon this Friday afternoon, 28th of May, 1971. Channel 1 over, around 700. This is a little 220 machine. The end of the visit with Max and Ms. Mixon this Friday afternoon, 28th of May, 1971. Channel 1 over.